If you are someone who's looking to learn more about fertility awareness method for natural birth control or conception, and you're ready to finally get to the root of hormone imbalances for good, this is the podcast for you. The cool thing is, Fertility Awareness Method is here for you in all seasons of your life. When you're looking to prevent pregnancy, when you're ready to conceive, and when you want to use it postpartum. So if you're in the phase of your life where you are looking for a natural form of birth control without all the hormones, head on over to my free training, nourishedwithnina.com/famtraining for all of the information. All right, let's go ahead and hop right into this new episode.
Mine and Shine Podcast, episode 12.
Next Good. Question.
Good.
All right. So what is your favorite part of being married?
Health insurance.
What? Honesty comes out. I'm Nina.
And I'm Liz. We don't have all the answers, but we do have a bottle of wine and some thoughts.
If you're looking for honest musings on life, happiness, health, and wellness, you've come to the right place.
We'll even throw in a couple off-the-wall jokes, some personal stories, and of course, some shenanigans.
So grab a glass of wine and join the conversation.
Hey, Wine and Shiners, Nina and Liz here. And today we are talking with Mr. Wine and Mr. Shine. And they are Zach, my husband. That would be Mr. Wine. And
Hi.
Cody, Nina's husband, Mr. Shine.
Hey, guys.
And we're going to be talking about married fun stuff, and they're going to probably say embarrassing things about us, and we're definitely going to say embarrassing things about them.
Yeah, so we just thought, you know, how many of us are married or have significant others or maybe on the hunt for a significant other?
On the prowl.
Yeah, and what do these men think? How often are women wondering what is inside their men's heads?
We don't think much.
Apparently.
Can I also not go by Mr. Shine? I'm not a fan of that at all.
Sounds
like a really
shine,
bad
Cody.
Version of Mr. Freeze from Batman, and I'm not about it.
Well, but Zach likes wine, and you don't like wine. So that's what
I
makes
I don't dislike
him,
wine.
But you're a beer guy.
I
you're
am.
Literally, we're all drinking too. Wine, and you have a beer in front of you.
Well, so that has nothing to do with shine still.
I'm an
but
equal
you shine in your heart.
So that's why Zach gets to be Mr. Shine, because he's an equal opportunity
we
drinker.
Just
here.
Mix it up again.
We say
okay,
who you
all
are.
Right, that's fine.
You could deal.
What did I mix up again?
You called him Mr. Shine.
I called you Mr. Shine?
Now I'm Mr. Shine.
Oh, shoot. I'm getting this all mixed up. Maybe
it
we should just
matter.
Call them by their real names.
No need for nicknames here.
Yeah, true.
All right, so let's start a little bit. You know, we talk about you guys probably every episode, I would say, it's safe to say. But why don't you do the honors of introducing yourselves to our listeners and saying, you know, what you do and who you are and
yeah,
tell
give
us your
them a
story.
Little bit of background. I know that's your favorite question to answer. Cody loves answering what he does for work.
I enjoy talking about my profession with people that don't understand what podcasting is.
Everybody here is listening
to a podcast. I would hope.
True. True. Thank goodness. So this is actually a venue that will actually know what I'm talking about. But yeah, I'm Nina's husband as of July. So 6 months now.
Like true newlyweds.
Legit.
Legit.
We'll start tracking once we get to the next July.
Yeah.
But I run a podcast production company. I produce the Wine and Shine podcast behind
woo,
the
woo.
Scenes.
Yep.
You won't find my name anywhere pretty much, so don't look for it.
But he's all there.
I do all the behind the scenes work and
he
organizing
listens to
everything
us and makes and it better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And that's me. And I run my other show, Rogue Squadron Podcast. It's nerdy. You girls don't want to check it out. It's,
but if you have husbands that like Star
yes.
Wars and beer.
Tell yep. your guys about it. It's all Star Wars and beer. And Nina loves when I record. Her favorite
I'll
thing.
Be really honest. I rarely listen to the Rogue Squadron podcast.
That's totally
to admit
okay.
That
it's not your niche.
I'm just
it's
saying.
It's okay. It's fine.
He does. He do you listen to our Wine and Shine? Well, you have to.
Well,
because
when
you
I'm working on it, yes, I do.
And Zach has to too because he does our graphics and our show notes.
But yeah, I mean, the girls hijack my studio once a week, and that's where we're sitting right now. We are sitting right now with all of my Star Wars action figures and everything.
I set some
populating the room.
I think we talked about it in episode one when we were setting up the atmosphere of our recording studio. We gave a shout out to your Star Wars
helps you
studio.
Guys get into the health and fitness zone, right?
Yeah, for sure.
With the beer lids that are
beers
on the
beers and Chewbacca's and
Harry Potter
and stuff.
You do have a fresh balsam candle going, which is
the yeah.
So
I love it. We are set up for live streaming, so whenever you girls decide that you want to hop on that YouTube Live or Facebook Live,
whenever we put makeup,
yeah. No, for real though, listeners, if you would be interested in us doing live streaming of the podcast, we would not be against it. We just would, you know, need to maybe put on some makeup
a little bit.
Yeah,
Zach, why don't you tell us a little bit. Yub.
Yeah, so I, like Cody and Neil mentioned...
Can I restart that because I like...
Did you say Yub? You said Yub. I'm leaving it in. Zach, go ahead.
No. Yub.
So to tell you a little bit about myself, yeah, as Nina and Cody mentioned, I do design for the Wine and Shide podcast, and as well,
is this a full-time job?
Yeah. Yes. All of the time is spent.
with our, like, many requests for graphic design.
And as well, I help Cody and his production team, Podcast Masters, with graphic design, and I'm a freelance designer and project manager. So I do a lot of management of just projects, I guess. And
Operations
and...
fun stuff.
And design. So design is kind of my passion. That's my thing. And it's a good time, so...
We have such artistic husbands.
You sounded on the verge of tears with that statement.
Yeah.
I'm so happy about it.
I'm just swelling
so
up.
So magical.
No, but for real, I am happy that you guys are supportive of our Wine and Shine and do all of the hard work. Because all we do is put on headphones, drink wine, and
chat,
record.
And then go, do it to it.
And then we give it all to them. And then they make it happen. So... thanks,
well,
yo.
How about before we get started into some questions and talking about how we met, why don't you guys review our wine today?
How we met?
Yeah, we're going to talk about how
I'm
we
going
met.
That boy.
Yeah, we got that crazy. Boy. The husband episode.
Okay.
Well, I just can't wait.
Well, thank you, Zach. Well, thank you. That is why
well, I personally am looking forward to this entire episode.
Yes, it's going to be magical. Just great.
Cody's clearly the cynical one, and Zach is clearly the positive one.
Oh, I don't know about that. So the wine that we have is Ménage à Trois Silk. It's a soft red blend from California, and it is year 2014. And it is gently pressed and delicately aged.
Sounds delectable.
Really, I would call this pretty similar to like a Pinot Noir to me. It's pretty similar. I don't know if that's what they would say, but it... Oh, actually, yes. In a matter of fact, I'm reading the back now.
Can you just do our wine reviews and we'll be like, yeah.
This is where the live stream would come into play because you could be like, oh, and I'm switching it over. Everyone check out the bottle.
Live stream. I'm sorry that I look homeless.
Okay.
So... in fact, yeah, the back of the bottle does say this is a seamless, lustrous blend of Pinot Noir, Malbec.
Just throw words in there.
And a Petite Syrah, which, by the way, Malbec is one of my faves, so it makes sense that I like this one. But it's like cherry and raspberry and some of these darker red fruits. It's a nice drinkable, I would say, a red.
Yeah, we're just going to have you do all these wine reviews.
Yeah, clearly.
And we're never going to do them ever again.
Every time we do a wine review, we will just insert Zach's pre-recorded wine review.
This is what Zach says the wine
tastes
like.
This week on Wine and Shine.
This week.
All right, so let's taste these wines.
Yeah.
Zach already has.
I have. I've already dipped in.
I feel out of the loop, too.
It's quite good, I would say, personally.
I like it a lot.
Smooth, buddy.
Yeah.
That's that soft red blend there for you.
I love it. Yeah. No, it's really good. I would definitely have this one again. I feel like that's what I say about almost all of them.
I would drink
Is
it again.
Is there a wine? Yeah. I don't. There was one. There
you
was one.
Like
I did
my Scandinavian woman sweet.
It tasted
Christmas-y
like mead,
wine.
And I didn't like the honey taste. I remember
but
that.
But what I don't get is the other one to me tasted exactly the same. The one from Cooper's Hawk. You were like, yes.
Nope, did
good.
Not taste exactly the same.
That's all,
very
a lot
different.
Of what you had before you drank the wine, too. And true. What mood you're in. And
we had, as we indicated earlier, some raspberry dark chocolate.
Ooh, we did.
Set the tone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've tried that. I don't hate wine. I'm just I'm definitely more of a beer guy.
Well,
I'm
what
actually,
are you drinking
I'm
tonight?
Actually not drinking the wine with these people. But I've tried to have some dark chocolate with wine before, and it just never goes over well. It just never works.
Oh, I think dark chocolate and wine is
try some of this.
Two peas in a pod.
I concur. Yes.
And what do you think?
I don't know anything about the taste, flavors, the profiles, anything, but...
Well, neither do we.
It's delicious. it's tasty and it's very smooth, which is good. Some of the reds can have a tendency to be kind of sour, very strong, mm-hmm. but... This is very well-rounded.
Why are they better at the wine reviews than us?
I do a beer review every week. So.
That's true. Well,
there are some similarities.
We'll get up to par with you guys sooner or later.
It's very great. No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually sipping on a well, it's gone now, but a Seventh Son IPA from here in Columbus.
Seventh Son, super good.
Was it which one did you have?
The Humulus Nimbus.
Aha.
And actually, I retract my statement. It's not an IPA. It's a pale ale. My fault.
That's the first one I ever had from Seventh Son.
As it, yeah, mine too.
It's delicious. Their oatmeal stuff's really good that I've had.
Every beer I've had by them.
I like Seventh Son. Every time we go to a bar, I'm usually like, Cody, order me a beer.
She's the same with beer, too. She's never had a beer that she hasn't liked. She's always just like, I'll have this one again. Alcohol. Yeah, totally.
Just give me something with alcohol percentage and she'll probably drink it again. Like it. Just make sure it doesn't have a honey taste. Okay, so should we get into some of these questions?
Oh, well, wait, supposed to talk about...
Pump the brakes. We haven't rated the wine. Okay. I don't think there's been a single wine that's gotten a 5 so far.
I give this one a 5.
I give this one a 5 just to spite you.
Well, there you go. You told me.
The ratings are the only ones that count, so it's a 5.
And by the way, this wine is available at Giant Eagle.
It is available at the most generic grocery store.
It really is.
I bet you can get it out.
It was $13 a bottle on sale.
If you don't have a Giant Eagle, I'm sure that, you know, Piggly Wiggly.
Or H-E-B.
Picking all of the southern grocery stores.
I was
going
to say, why did you go like right down to
Georgia, I guess Georgia, that's Florida. The
demographically, 100% of our listeners are in Georgia. So
really?
No.
Demographically, 100% of our listeners are in Ohio, and we have a few in New York.
Go New York.
Yeah. Or New York, if you don't have Giant Eagle, then go wherever it is that you do.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so why don't one of you explain to our audience how you met your wife?
I met Liz and really Nina and Cody all at the same time, I guess. We were in college together down here in the central Ohio area. And we all were music majors. So we all have we all have degrees in music, except Liz, who has a degree in music with a minor in public relations.
You're smart. Yeah.
Well, you have a minor, Cody. What, didn't you do the
audio
music
production?
Business?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, minors.
Look what I'm doing.
Audio production.
I have a master's, okay?
I have a master's. MBA. Mm. Nina and Zach are both music education peeps.
Yeah. So. And I have obviously reaped the benefits of my degree since now I'm doing nothing related to it.
Still creative, though.
But it looks good on the wall.
True. Yeah, totally.
You know?
Anyway, back to us and our love.
Well, you know, so,
a deep story.
Come back to talking about me, please.
Always.
Well, so when we started college, we all had intro to music together. And Nina and Liz were roommates. So I knew Nina because, well, actually, I knew all of them because Liz initially was music ed as well. But we all had, you know, an introductory class to music together. And Liz spent the whole class.
Not the whole class.
Well, a good portion of the class.
Sure, that's what she was going to say.
Making fun of me because she would sit like a row or two behind me and sit and like, you know, pantomime typing on my laptop. And
if you guys can all just think back to his wine review, though, for a second.
That's how he every second raised his hand in class. Was like, actually, if you listen to the intonation of the ukulele, you find
that... You just
that,
gave him so much praise for his wine review.
I know, but it was super annoying when I was 18 years old in class.
You guys were bullies.
What was the real line? What was the real line? Gypsy music, perhaps?
The dog just jumps on my lap, Nina.
But you know, to my credit, I was right about the gypsy music.
You
it really
were.
Was gypsy
you were.
Music
that Our professor, Dr. Bates, was like, where does this music hail from? Like,
and
what do you think?
People were like, I don't know, like Japan?
Like, not America.
Like, I don't
that
know.
That was me. I was like, I don't know where it's from. I'm just wanting to eat my sandwich and drink my coffee in the back of the class.
That's so cool. I'd be on Facebook and pretend like I'm typing, but I'm not.
So I was right about the gypsy music. And Liz thought that was very obnoxious.
I was right about every other answer in the entire class.
He was, actually.
I complained
to my mom about it. And when we got together, she goes, is that annoying kid from your class that you hated and complained about the first year?
Anyway. Day. Is that that kid from that class?
He's the worst.
Hey, wait a minute.
But you can't forget the main part of the story is that you started to have a crush on dear old Liz and we...
Dear old Liz.
Old man Liz.
I specifically remember one day in music theory, we strategized that I would sit next to Liz so that you wouldn't sit next to her in music theory class. Did you know that story?
Well, I knew after. Okay. Like, you know, a year after.
During it.
But see, the funny thing about when Liz and I got together, love. Liz was not entirely single at the time.
No, she was not. It wasn't not entirely. Liz was not.
Liz was in a long-term relationship. relationship.
You're bad at letting me tell stories.
I'm sorry.
She's like, Zach, you're going to screw this up, so I better cut in every
No, Zach is just a really slow talker, and I'm a very fast talker, and I'm like, all right, just like say it.
He's a very deliberate emotional talker.
He is, and I just blurt it all
I'm
out.
I'm also exponentially slower with
he
Liz
interrupting
me.
He uses words like exponential. You got to let him continue, man.
Now, see, I'm all off track.
And I was not single.
So Liz was not entirely single at the time when we got together. And we switched while she was pledging her sorority, and I was already active in a fraternity. And so I was her active for a day and had her do all kinds of stuff. And she wrote this really funny poem, the subject matter of which I won't mention, but...
I didn't have a say in the matter.
Right. And it was very, very funny, and she was a good sport about it, and I thought that was great. So I immediately thought she was attractive because she...
Of her wit.
Was yeah, babe. It was very witty. She just, you know, had it all put together, and it was very funny. But we were hanging out and, you know, spending more and more time together as the months went on after that. And... nobody else except for us knew what was going on because Liz was telling them a whole nother story.
Liz was telling us that, guys, Zach really likes me and I just need to find a way to not hang out with him. Can you guys make up something for me so that I don't have to go?
I had this
little... Oh, yeah, you should marry him.
Little did we know when she was leaving, she was going to spend like 5 hours a night with Zach and lie to us.
Because
so
I would
annoying,
look bad
guys.
If I was like, hey, I'm hanging out with Zach. So I was like, oh, I'll just say he's annoying. And then I'll go hang out with him.
I don't think I've ever heard
so
the story.
So that I'm not
this is
for being...
But then you guys...
inappropriate.
Actually like, started dating, yeah. And it was adorable. It's and hilarious. We loved you.
Yeah, like a month after 10 you years, guys. I don't think I've ever heard the story.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
This is the first time you heard the
Liz
story.
That you lied
Zach
to your
story.
Best friends and said that you hated Zach so you could go spend time with him.
So I was a creepy stalker and she looked like, you know, came out smelling like
I remember
roses.
We were at a fraternity party and there was like a confrontation where like you went up to Zach and had some beverages.
Oh, yeah. Nina pulled me aside and was like, Zach, you have to leave Liz alone. She has a boyfriend that she's been with for 4 years, and like you have to leave her alone.
I was being a good friend. I didn't want her to do anything questionable.
And I remember being like, Nina, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, because my
a
roommate
good friend
was
with the information
lying
that you had.
I was a good friend right. with the information I had. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. And that was true of all of our friends. They were very concerned for me and thought that I was making really bad choices and that I was like, you know, being way creepy and all this. But the moral of this, well, not the moral, I guess, but how
the immoral of this story
the immoral
is.
Of
don't
the story.
Lie to your friends.
It turned out fine, incidentally, and now we're married. So, yeah.
But married for 3.5 years?
3.5.
That's so
and you've been
long.
Dating for how long?
We've been married for like 2
long
weeks.
As you guys
like, yeah, almost like 8 years now, I think.
2009.
It's 2009, so.
Summer of 2009.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you guys started dating a month
That's
after
crazy.
Us. So let's hear that story.
Yeah. It's pretty short to the point. Junior year, I was living on campus in a party house with my buddies, and we threw a party. Long story short, some of these music chicks were hanging out. Nina was one of those, and I was trying to flirt with her, hit on her all night. She wasn't having it.
Because I liked another boy at the party.
She was into
Wait,
some
other
dude.
I'm not saying it on air. Mouth it.
I don't know who it was.
You can. She was trying to, you know. Yeah, exactly. So all to no avail. And then I believe it was like a few days later or like a week later, I came to see you guys in Spring Sing.
Yeah.
And then we all had to perform Chess with the vocal group
right.
that we were in. And I
well,
was luckily
was, there,
was but... not singing, but I was playing guitar. So I don't know, a few of those things. We saw each other a few more times.
Wait,
and
our
then,
dear friend Natalie.
And then a mutual friend, yes, had to basically convince her to invite me to her sorority's formal. And then from there, it was all...
But wait, there's a missing part of the story.
What's missing?
And that was that I told...
I missed my own love
my
story?
My mom... about you and Nina.
Yeah.
And then she was like, what, that dork with the claves? Because you were like...
That's not a missing part of the story. I just wanted to throw that in there.
She just wanted to make a point that
I don't
he
understand.
Was a dork with
I played
the claves.
Percussion at a concert. I was in perfect tempo. It was amazing. And now I'm a dork with
she
claves.
She listens to this podcast
never,
too every week, so...
I've never picked up the claves since that moment.
I do want to say that it took me some time because I typically don't go for the nerdy folk.
She kept going, like, is he cute? And we're like, yeah, Nina.
And then you wore these jeans.
Everyone thinks I'm cute.
That I really liked at some point. I remember liking a pair of your jeans.
She and still I was says like, that about certain pairs of pants.
I must just really be into jeans or something.
Well, actually, Cody and I were meant to be at first.
Oh, sidestep, everybody. Before we get into the real questions, Liz and Zach, not Liz and Zach.
I wasn't even going to bring it up.
I was.
Cody and Liz flirted over IM before me and Zach came into the picture. So this whole foursome could have been changed to just Liz and Cody.
Or but it could have been you and Zach.
The universe took them a different route, thankfully, and we've ended up to where we are today.
Thank gosh. Liz does not like me at all.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's funny. Yeah, so I mean, basically, it took... I was very nerdy at the time. I mean, I still am, but it took a mutual friend to really convince Nina... that I was the right man.
And 8 years later. 8 year later.
Wow. And 8 year later, here we are.
And 8 years later, here we are. Does that sound better?
How much of this soft red blend have you had?
I literally have had four sips.
Oh, Lord. Well, let's get into some questions.
Lordy, so now we're married.
We got to rapid fire through these. We've been chatting too much.
It's okay.
All right.
So like I had mentioned earlier in the episode, we decided that it would be really interesting to ask the husband some questions because I think it's super common for women to just wonder what the hell is inside of their brains. How often, Liz, do you wonder what Zach is thinking and why he's thinking the things he is?
All the time because he doesn't share it with me. And
same.
I'm very intrigued to see what his answers are to these questions. I'll learn.
Nothing. Nothing's inside our brains.
Never.
Nothing.
Well, we were right the whole time.
Yeah.
With our assumptions. No, so the questions we came up with are probably a little bit selfish in nature because we were honestly just curious about the answers that
and
they were going to give
us. Answer honestly.
Please.
You guys.
No filters.
The truth and nothing but the truth.
So help you God.
Okay, so question one. What's the one thing you wish women would understand about their men?
I feel like this is a loaded question. I feel like I can't pick a specific thing because I feel like all guys are a little different. The way they process like thoughts, like what's inside their heads and things like that.
All men are the same, Cody. They're all the same.
Guaranteed.
It's kind of true.
Yeah.
Well, what do you, from your point of view, what do you wish we would understand about you?
So personally,
yeah,
I really like processing and going through things by myself, through my in my head without any other outside input.
Which is hard for me because I'm like, let's talk now. Let's
about
get
everything,
it all out.
Get it all out. I'm that not fight giving, we had 6 months ago.
I'm not giving you time to process because we need to discuss at this moment.
Yeah, so for me, it's just like and that comes from half my life, I was an only child. So I feel like a lot of that is just, I need to sit down, go through everything. And when I'm done and ready and I have a plan in mind, then we can chat.
That makes sense.
It's actually fair. Yeah, I think I have a similar thing. You know, I spent a good bit of time through my youth kind of processing things on my own, too. And I think that that is tough for you, Liz, because, you know, whenever you expect me to feel a certain way or you think, oh, this is exciting news, Zach should be really excited. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. Okay.
That's exactly how he responds. Oh, I'm pretty excited.
Yeah,
this is very excited. Probably the most thrilled I've ever been in my whole life.
Yeah, it's kind of, I think, jarring for you because you react to things as you would expect people to react to things. And I think I agree, though, with Cody in saying, you know, just you have to understand we process things at a different speed and in different ways. And we think about things a little bit differently than you guys do.
Why can't we process them together? And come to the same conclusion together?
That's literally what he just said, is that we process them differently. We don't want to process them together. Sometimes I guess we kind of like we make amends and do it anyways, even though it makes me cringe, but usually I can't.
They come over to the dark side and have to talk through their feelings right away.
I force myself to like have a thought about it before I'm ready to, and that bothers me.
That's a big thing.
Oh, interesting.
You
good
like,
to
want
know.
Me to spill things out, and I'm like, I kind of know what's going on, but I don't really have the words for it. And now you're kind of forcing me to talk, even though I don't want to. It's like, I can't right now.
And then, Liz,
and then
I don't know about
nothing.
You. Yeah, I was going to say.
It's like, why don't you talk to me?
I know. And then, like,
exactly what
I get mad because I'm like, if you don't know the answer right now, you clearly don't understand what the problem is and you need to formulate your opinion or else this is not important to you.
I don't know
of
how
course.
You cannot have, like, if someone hits me, I'm like, oh, that hurts.
Yes.
I am in a reactive, instant
That's not how it works.
But it is.
People hit
it's
me not. With their feelings. If situations come at me, I'm like, I immediately right. have a response.
Well, that's you.
Here's what I would say. I think that women are very black and white a lot of times, and they have, it's always a very yes or no thing. Whereas, at least for me, and I don't know if it's true for every guy, but I think that most things are somewhere on a spectrum of things. And I've said this like constantly lately because I keep getting reminded of it in every situation I come across.
Why are you looking at me? But
so like what you're saying is, you want an immediate response because if it's not this, then it must be this, right? So if I don't feel the way you think I should feel, then I must not like it at all. You know, then yeah. if I'm not excited, then I must hate it.
Right.
But I'm somewhere on the spectrum.
We're over here like nodding yeah. our heads and looking at each other, like, me and Liz, like, yeah, okay, that's how we feel sometimes.
That's a cue to be
Got
like,
it.
If we're not going to talk, don't think that we hate the discussion and don't want to bring it up and have no solution. Just like...
Okay, fair. We'll try.
Just chill
we'll
on it for a second.
I mean, like, one of the things I think lately for us has been, like, the whole kids conversation. Like, are we ever going to have kids? And I, you know, well, I mean, we don't have an answer right now. So it's, like, hard to continue talking about something like that
Boom.
When we don't have a position on that right,
right
now.
Right there.
So I also can identify with that a little bit because I like to ask preemptive questions. Like, well, what about this? Or what if we want to move one day out of Ohio? Or what if we have kids? What would you want to do?
In the future.
And he's like, well, we're not having kids right now, so let's not talk about it. Or we're not moving right now, so
I personally hate that speculation type of question so much.
It makes me feel better.
It does. I like to be like, this is where I'm going.
What if you decide to be homeless? Like, it's that... When you say stuff like that, like the what is, like that's, it sounds that ridiculous to me. Like, what if one day we just like don't have any money and we die? Like,
that's
I guess,
extreme.
I don't know. I'm not going to spend my time trying to plan for that.
But like having kids or maybe moving out of Ohio or things that could happen or buying a house one day. Those
so shouldn't
things-
we know what our position is on them?
Well, but here's the thing. Like, I think we would acknowledge that, yeah, those things could happen, but they're not going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
They could.
You know, and if we constantly,
we have mistakes.
If we're constantly living with our minds 5 years in the future or 5 years in the past, then we're not giving our fullest to the moment we have right
Whoa,
now.
Whoa, that was
so
therapy sessions with the men. Yeah.
I think.
Make sure you make that a quote of yourself.
Yeah, there you go. So, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is like, if I'm constantly talking about when we have kids, what if we never do? And we spent all of this time planning and thinking and talking about something that never happens.
Yeah.
That means we wasted this time.
Yeah, I'm with that too.
When we could have done something else with it.
I feel that because I feel like that way when it comes to anxiety and worry. It's like you spent all this time worrying about something that you didn't need to worry about.
Exactly.
So I get it. Okay, I got you.
All right.
Next Good. Question.
Good.
All right. So what is your favorite part of being married?
Health insurance.
Honesty comes out.
I'm a freelancer. I'm building a business from scratch. So I finally, in July, got health insurance for the first time.
You're
since
welcome.
Since I left home. So yeah, honestly, like blunt answer, health insurance for sure.
A lot of people are like, how's married life? I was like, we've been together for 7 years. It's pretty much exactly the same.
Yeah, that's really true. When you ask what's your favorite part of being married, I think that if you're expecting like an emotional answer, you would get like you could expect that kind of answer from anyone who's not married too, you know? So it's that. And I think that the health insurance thing is valid because I think we're there too, but
the emotional statement that you might be expecting, like I was emotional enough to get married in the first place. Like
that's a big deal for Cody.
Once it's a big deal for me.
It is,
man. I had to stand up there in front of like 300 people and like say stuff.
Yeah.
Not my thing.
I cried like a bitch at our wedding. I'll tell you what. I looked like a Muppet. Like my
we did when we had that song.
You did shed a tear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, during the song for sure.
I cried like a bitch at your guys' wedding too.
But like
I walked down the aisle and laughed at Zach crying.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
It goes
it
back
cute,
to the whole Boeing
so
thing
ridiculous.
In Intro to Music. It all circles around.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was emotional enough to get married in the first place, so that big giant step's out of the way. So now that it's happened, we've been together for 7 years. We lived together for almost 4 years.
Yeah.
Everything's already in place. Like we're doing the same stuff.
I think it feels a little bit more legit.
Jinx.
I feel like other people treat us more legit.
Yeah.
But between the two of us, like nothing's really changed.
And being able to say on the phone to the cable guy, like my husband.
It's funny because I started doing that way before.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
A few weeks after we got engaged, I started doing that just because it was easier than trying to say, "Oh, my girlfriend, oh my
fiance,
my kind of sort of roommate that I'm dating is like she needs the password for the cable account." Like I just that stuff bugs me. So just saying my wife is just much easier.
Yeah, and I think too one of the things that I like about marriage is sort of the permanence of it. Mm-hmm. Whereas like when you're dating, there's always the question of like, what if tomorrow I piss her off and she leaves? You know, like there's just not a permanence to dating like there is with marriage, which I think.
Want
to
bet?
Yeah, well, kidding. I guess that's maybe not true of everybody, but at least for me. You
know. It's true for me. There's a fly in the studio I know, and it's pissing me off. Deal with
it really is.
I'm fine with it, guys. I think it's my little friend. Your little fly friend.
This is her new thing. She's just like taking on all these
friends.
Yeah. I'll say it like that.
She meditates.
All these things that pop up. It's just like, oh, the fly was meant to be here with us.
Guys, I'm getting really zen. Let's just let it go. Okay. It's
the
helping me.
The fly symbolizes our marriage together.
Really annoying.
In all honesty,
as it dips into the wine.
I keep seeing the same number over and over and over again. And I feel like it's a sign from the universe that I have a spiritual number. I don't know if anybody else has had this before. I know that the Balanced Blonde has had it before. I listened to it in her podcast. And Gabby Bernstein has a magical number. So
I think maybe
I'm crazy
that
this is Zach about to ruin everything because it looks like Adam ruins everything.
That's true. A side note, I look a lot like Adam Conover from Adam Ruins Everything.
I would say an identical twin.
If we maybe had a live stream on, you could see that, but alas.
Right. So the girls ruined everything because they won't do a live stream.
We'll do a live stream.
So make sure you
wait, what were you going to ruin about Nina's
tweet
number?
Them and yell at them and say, hey.
Yeah. So Nina's number, that I've found to be true is that when you make yourself aware of the existence of a certain thing.
That's true.
It makes itself.
But I like your story.
But all of it is about awareness, Zach.
You haven't finished the statement yet.
Your awareness, you know, narrows down to that object so that everywhere it appears, you notice it much more easily. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, if
she just doesn't want to believe it.
Well,
she's like,
I mean, it goes along on a positive note, though. It goes along with the whole surround yourself with positive people, who are you want to be, surround yourself with positivity. Like,
yes.
Once you start doing that, you notice it more, you attract it more,
true.
You focus on it more.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't detract from your number, but it's just, I don't know, maybe that's a way to kind of rationalize it. You know, guys are always rational. Like, yeah, it's just this. You just seem
more problem solvers.
Speaking of being rational. That goes along with our third question.
It does, which is when you're deep in an argument with your significant other, what is your best idea to resolve the issue?
Like your personal best idea?
What do you want us to do in the midst of an argument with you guys?
My best idea is to move away. Not literally move. Like get out of the situation.
Stop, drop, and roll.
And then come back to it with a clear head. Same thing we were talking about earlier about like how I process things by myself in solitude. Once I have something solid in place in my head, then I'm ready to come back and like
make some
changes.
Can I tell you that's the opposite of what I want to do?
I already know that.
But it's good to know.
Incidentally, I tend to be more like Nina in this way.
And I'm like Cody.
Yeah,
so, I'm like, get out. Let me do my thing. I'll come back to it when I'm not going to scream at you.
I happen to be pretty angry in fights. I just can't like deal a lot of times. So I kind of fly off the handle. But I think that the best way...
You're working on it though.
Yeah. Well, of course. We're always a work in progress, I think. But
I'm working on nothing.
Never. Always staying exactly the same as I am. Please don't.
I think if I were a perfect person, I would just apologize and move on. But I don't do that.
But if you don't have anything to apologize for, though.
I would just apologize anyway, because that's really what you're looking for.
Truth bomb!
And according to the other person, you always have something to apologize for.
Right.
Yeah.
Truths come out.
I feel like that. I've been trying to do that a lot more in business. And for some reason, for me, it's easier to do with clients or people that are working with me, for me, is easier to just be like, something got messed up. Not a big deal. Let's fix it. Move on. I'm not going to blame anyone. I'm not going to point anything out. We're just going to kind of fix it and go forward. It's harder to do in more personal relationships with Nina and friends too. Because there's like...
You're attached to it.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm attached to a lot of things, but like there's more, I guess there's more emotion there.
More vulnerability.
Vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exposure.
Yep.
Question four. What would you love to see more of from your wife?
Confidence.
Hmm. Aw. Why? That's for Liz, by the way.
Because she beats herself up relentlessly. Like, don't even start.
Because I think our listeners know because they talk about that a lot. We talk about it a lot, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's literally like every time there's a mirror anywhere nearby, it's like, oh my God, look at what a whale I am right now. I, you know...
it's a beluga whale. That's the actual term.
There you go.
Do you really get that specific with the whale terms?
I do.
You say beluga?
Beluga.
Yeah. Oh, never. I was thinking of Baloo from Jungle Book.
Beluga is a bear. Well, either way.
That's really sweet. That's what you want more of from her, is confidence. That's very sweet, Zach.
Because it would benefit him. I mean... And me, but yeah. It would be helpful to our relationship as a whole if I were a more confident person.
Only because it affects so many other things as a result. You know, because I mean, like when you just let go of your insecurities, you know, it's not a focus anymore. You know, it's taking away time that you could be spending thinking and talking and, you know, doing other things.
What about you, Codede?
I kind of want to say the same thing, but in different regards. Hmm. So... I feel like you're very tentative to email or send messages or call certain people about certain topics. Mm. I feel like sometimes you should be really comfortable in what you're doing and who you are, like what you're trying to ask for or present to somebody, and just like go ahead and feel the comfort to just do it.
So you're saying mine is more
like you don't feel
podcast related and job related?
Well, I mean, just professional life, personal life, mm-hmm. just making connections with people or asking for advice or favors or just, yeah, all those things.
I think that it's really impressive that they said those two things, because that's kind of stuff that we're talking about aside from our husband episode, is just not being afraid to say what we feel and do what we think is right and to love ourselves for who we are.
Asking for what we want. And what we deserve.
Well, and it's hard in certain areas too. Like if you're so comfortable, like for you, Nina, for singing. Mm-hmm. Singing and directing choirs is like, that's what you do all day.
Jam.
There's no, I don't feel like there's no spot for you to get uncomfortable in that regard. Mm-hmm. It's all the other areas where you're still trying to build it up or you're still working at it. So it makes it, it's a podcast, but it's, it makes it a lot more difficult. But if you believe in what you're doing, that should give you confidence to just put it out there.
Truth bombs, your dreams. Truth bombs from the husbands on today's episode.
From the commander.
Dropping some knowledge.
Question five.
All right. What is your idea of the perfect date night?
Watching Star Wars with beer and popcorn and then that's it. No, I'm just kidding.
No, really but for is. Real. But that really is your perfect date night. So the other day.
No, it's actually not. It's actually not.
I was going to say the other day we were at my parents' house and we had to sleep in this really little twin size bed, and Cody had put Star Wars on the television and I had no room but to lay on this twin size bed with him and watch the Star Wars, and he
just watched it.
Well, I fell asleep.
She watched the first like 10 minutes of episode 6 and that was it.
But he was like,
who's the slug? What's that guy? How's he doing? I thought he was a child.
No, but my point was that you were like, this is my dream. You said that.
Kind of, yeah.
You did.
Yeah. I would only say it's not my dream because you'd be asking me questions the whole time.
True. Fact.
Especially, you know, it's a confusing series to follow sometimes, but...
What's yours, Zach?
Perfect day. I was
joking.
I haven't done, but you can go ahead while I think.
No. You go ahead.
I actually don't know either.
No, you.
Now you go.
Now you go. We went on a date on our honeymoon and we had French food and at this really good place in Traverse City, Michigan, which if that sounds lame and funny, it's actually not. It's awesome. Traverse City is a really cool place. It's very beautiful, especially like in the spring, summer. But anyway, and, you know, got a little dressed up, and then we found out we actually had a recommendation from our waiter to check out this hotel, which is the tallest building in all of the city, and it's only 10 stories, and it's the tallest by a long shot, actually. And they had half-price martinis in the, like, penthouse bar at the top of the, you know, the hotel. And you could, like, watch the sunset from, like, these 360-degree windows off the top of this building, and the sun was setting like over the Grand Traverse Bay, and it was very, very pretty. And then I think to round it all out, we'd have to like do something fun after that, like a little
mini golf,
silly, yeah, like I don't know.
I was joking, but yeah,
you know, something like maybe not mini golf, but like you know, go have
hookah.
Yeah, hookah. Yeah, we like hookah.
We do like
that. Yeah. Or
we did that like a few months ago. I hadn't done it since college.
I love hookah.
Or I don't know, you know, stuff like that.
An activity.
An activity.
Cody, you gotta live up.
Super lame,
I was gonna say, he just described like the perfect vacation honeymoon
spot.
So
you can tell the difference between Zach and mine way of speaking. He's very eloquent.
I love it.
And I can't get the words out, no good. I don't know. I was actually going more low-key, like nothing is on the planner. Night is empty. We're chilling. We're at home. We have our pup, Jackson, with us.
I like it so far.
I plan and cook a delicious meal. You have some wine. I have some beer because, you know, I'm a beer guy. It's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we really just stay in and chill. And keep things
That's
very simple.
That's my dream date night. And I ask you for that every week.
We do it pretty much like twice a week. You just fall asleep.
And then that's Star Wars a
very, very, very part important
of
part of the picture is that you don't fall asleep. And you stay awake for more than one episode of Always Sunny. And
yeah, I'll try.
Something very low key. I mean, because we go out to dinner frequently. Dinner and a movie. It's always fun. But I mean, something low key is...
important. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like we don't make that time, I think, a lot of times, you and I.
And, I mean, it's something we're trying to be better about.
Yeah, and I think that, I mean, our new venture is that we're moving down closer to where all the fun stuff is, and I'm hoping that we use that
as a reason.
Yeah, a reason, now that we are, you know, buying into that, that we actually take advantage of that lifestyle since we'll be closer to it. And
a catalyst, if you will.
Ooh, nice.
See, I got
You're using
some words.
All the business words, synergy.
I got some words in there.
Whatever.
You're getting better.
He knows all the best words.
So question 7, is that what we're on?
I know all the huge words.
Let's
huge.
Just stop numbering them.
I don't know. There's no numbers there.
They're
I don't
just
know
bullet
what you're
points.
Like. Option C.
Do you think it is important for wives to enjoy their husband's hobbies?
I think it's at least important for wives to appreciate.
I got
their
you. Yep.
Hobbies.
I was
going to
say
that.
The same thing. Appreciate and respect mm-hmm. that yeah. they enjoy it.
I've gotten better with Star Wars, okay?
I don't think that it's realistic to expect two different people who are of, you know, different genders and different backgrounds and you know, just different mindsets altogether
yeah.
to 100% come together on every single little thing.
Right.
I think that some married couples just happened to get, you know,
well, technically, like
lucky
if you like music for us could be a hobby.
Oh, sure.
Like so we
that
I mean,
can be included, yeah.
Yeah, like,
yeah. I mean like
we have some of those.
Walking Jackson's a hobby for me.
Doing Rubik's Cubes is not
just
a hobby for me, but that is a
dog.
Hobby for my husband.
Watching Star Wars is not
obligation.
A hobby for me.
No, it's not. No, I mean like you said, I don't even know if I would say appreciation, because like, I don't expect you to understand why I like the things
the force.
I like. She's trying. See, I mean, she's trying,
like
guys.
The,
she's
you
trying.
You would like it because the force is basically like the universe. So everything that you're talking about, like the universe,
it's
yeah.
religion.
Remember how much you like Doctor Strange?
Yep.
Yeah,
I love Doctor Strange.
So aspects of the force. If you heard Yoda lay down the force, you'd like it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, but it's not really, I don't expect her to enjoy it or appreciate it even as much as she respects the fact that I like it for the reasons that I like it and doesn't like.
Condemn you for it.
Exactly. Don't make me feel bad for liking the things I like.
Yeah.
I think we can do that, Liz.
I think that's huge. That's really important.
So like, I mean, I'm a really crafty individual. Like I get a lot of my self-fulfillment, I guess, out of the process of making things and then the product that I come up with as a result of making things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that as a concept, that's not hard for Liz to appreciate or understand. But sometimes, like, the things that I like to make, like, I know how to knit, and I can sew, and I can...
Can I be honest with you right now, like, 100%, like, truth session? The reason your craftiness annoys me
is because
so
you can't do it.
It's because I can't do it.
Oh,
yeah, I knew that was coming.
It's because my motor skills are on par with, like, a 3-year-old child.
We both have... terrible motor skills.
I can't do anything artistic, and it's something that I cannot share with you. And I don't like just like watching someone do it. And I think it's cool that you've made me like scarves and stuff, and I have them, but I would like to be able to do them with you. See, I want to be like an active hobby participant with you. I just cannot.
I long for that too. I long to have hobbies that we both share and do together. That is one of my next steps in like, you know how you're always trying to do things to better your marriage? Mm-hmm. Mine is to find things that we love to do together to connect. So I think it's like true. We don't have to totally love their hobbies, but it's cool to find things that you both enjoy doing together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I personally am of the mind that if you really did want to do it, like you probably could.
No, you don't understand.
You don't know our, we can't even cut in a straight line.
You're right. You couldn't sell it, but
we can't even wrap our like, presents.
You're right.
Here's one of, Nina. One of the things that I would really like to do is like, you know, even in like a group date, set, you know, like all four of us do like a wine and paint thing like they have at those, you know, places that
wine
do
and wine paint centers.
I don't know.
No, like downtown.
The wine and paint museums.
Just because, I mean, like, of course, they're not going to look great. And they never do. I mean, like, the ones that are there are not even always.
Depends on how much wine you drink before you start painting.
But the only problem with that I have is that if a couple does it, like, you have one and I have one and we live in one place. So I don't need...
The point's not that we, like, put hang it on the wall.
Yeah. What do you do?
It's minimalism, an act of drawing.
Minimalism.
You're not trying to make framed art. You just, it's fun to draw.
You're
stuff.
Not trying to make framed art. Guys, why don't
give
we do it?
Give it away to somebody else. It's just fun to draw.
For
have you
real?
Drawn lately? No. Have you colored lately?
I don't think she's ever drawn.
Have you ever colored?
I have a coloring book and I did like maybe 3 months ago.
I have a mandala really coloring out. Book. Is that so what it's called?
Nelson Mandela?
A mandala.
But yep, that's what I was. That's what I meant. Thanks, Zach.
I don't know what that is, but it's
like
not a
the Indian designs that have like the swirly patterns.
Oh, that's what mine is. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. See, there you go.
Nelson Mandela coloring book.
I've used it.
Nelson Mandela's not Indian.
No.
The problem I think with a lot of people when they get into hobbies, and I had this issue with certain things too, is like you don't have. It doesn't have to be good. Like the act of doing it is what you're there for. Like drinking wine and hanging out and drawing stuff is fine. It doesn't matter if Zach's looks like it could be a museum and yours does not. Or my wife makes one with macaroni glued to the page. And
I like, would too.
Mine looks a little too like across the line. But just the act of doing it is what you're supposed to be there for.
The experience.
Yeah. Yes. It's kind of like when you're a little kid and you just do things out of the pure enjoyment. And then as we get older, our brain gets in the way and we like try way too hard.
Pure enjoyment doesn't look good. The lines aren't straight.
Right.
Throw it away.
Like, I do feel like I have a hard time having fun. I know I have a hard time having fun. I feel
I've
like
been
I have
to have more fun.
I feel like you're having fun right
purposeful.
Now.
Yeah, it's like a wine.
Well, see, the
there
thing
you
with
go.
Liz,
that's the point of the wine and draw.
Liz has like a thing where she has a certain idea of what fun is supposed to look like. And when her experience doesn't line up with that, you know, outline, it creates like an anxiety inside of her. And then radiates outward from there.
Mm.
So like, I mean, it's happened like recently we were on vacation again in Michigan, of course, because we're weird, but it was a different place in Michigan this time. And we got there.
Yeah.
Detroit.
What's that?
Detroit, Michigan?
No, it was Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids, yeah.
You got to go.
Beer
they have
City.
So much beer. Went to Founders.
There were like 40
you'd
breweries
love it.
And like
that's
a great. Whatever.
I think we're coming up with a lot of double dates right now.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. Let's go. We're going to Michigan. We're going to go drink
that's
beer.
That's more of a double vacation.
Colorado.
Yeah. We never did go cabrewing, you losers.
I know.
I went twice. So what are you guys doing?
We went cabrewing. We never found a time where you guys would go cabrewing with us.
Sidetracked.
Yeah. We got to do that. We did actually go cabrewing the last time we were in
Towers. We made friends.
And we were going to go cabrewing when we went to Grand Rapids, but instead we went brewing without the cuh. Part.
So you just drank?
Yeah.
You just drank beer.
They had a thing. You know how the ale trail is here in Columbus where if you go to, you get a stupid deck of playing cards, which Zach thinks is cool and I would like.
Don't say stupid.
No, stupid deck of playing cards.
Again, it's about the experience.
That's fine.
You get to go to all the awesome Columbus breweries.
You
Who cares about the playing cards?
If you go to Grand Rapids and.
You get to drink beer along the whole process. That's the point.
That's true.
Yeah.
We did have fun.
Yeah. I started my ale trail with actual brewing in Columbus, by the way.
I want to do an ale trail.
Just check it out.
Actual. I still have not been to actual brewing, but
actually,
we should all go.
Let's. Hey, that's an idea.
They're a double date
idea.
Someone
tagged us, our friend Angela and JD, in a thing called the ABCs of Dating, Or like they went to Abuelos and then did something with a B.
So
and
yeah,
then it was, went they to did a comedy a, B, and show. C. So it's like
they,
A, B, and C.
Do they progress from there? Now they do D, E, F for what?
Okay, or so, I think they just did three in a row. I think you just do A one week, B the next week or whatever.
Cool. So they did A, B, and C.
So go to actual.
Yeah.
That's so
that'd be
fun.
Cool. Yeah. Well, they did Abuelos for dinner. And then the B, I think, was...
We could do...
Wow, I'm not
beer,
any better.
We could do beer
either.
For B and go back to actual.
There you go. Beer, yeah.
Yeah.
C, cantinas.
We could do C for ciders and then go back to actual. And
basically C, all beer.
They did comedy for C and they went to the funny.
Fun.
Comedy's good.
Ooh, guys, I'm so excited about these double date ideas.
Right.
I'm doing
it. We're going to make a list.
But the problem is these things cost money. That's where I'm like... Burr.
I know. Sometimes you have to weigh money... Over enjoyment or enjoyment over money.
Pissed.
What else? All right.
No, the moral of that whole question story was it's all about the experience because what I've noticed in the past few years is that you set goals and then halfway to whatever goal you set, things change. Something pops up, something shifts, you decide that you want to take it a different direction and then your goal changes. Nothing wrong with that. And the point is that as they all change, the experience is still happening. So along the way, that's the important part.
Wow. Truth bombs again.
Deep.
Boom. Guys, we need to...
Sounds like you need two male co-hosts every week.
Doesn't sound like that.
No, we're the best two co-hosts there ever were.
True.
But no, this really...
Me and Mopar would have something to say about that.
This really does inspire me to come up with some more hobbies for all of us to do together. I think it would really, really strengthen our relationship. Yeah. Okay. Next question, and then we have a couple quick fire questions we would like to ask you guys as well before we wrap up.
Sounds scary.
So, you have to choose between a chick flick or a musical. Which one do you choose? And your only options are Oklahoma or The Notebook.
So why'd you even offer the chick flick or musical part? You should have just said,
you
have to watch Oklahoma or The Notebook. Which one do you pick?
Because we knew you guys would have chosen the musical.
Yeah. All day.
Yeah, The Notebook is like... See, here's my issue with... And that's... So there are chick flicks, and then there's like these hideous romantic dramas. And I cannot stand them because... They drag you in and they make you nervous and then you're on edge for the next 3 days. And that is not something that I ever want to buy into. Like, I don't want to spend...
It's not The Notebook. That was the one where she gets in the car accident.
It's
can't
the same
him.
Thing.
Oh, yeah. They I all are like, very dramatic.
I feel like rom-coms just make guys feel bad for not being awesomer husbands.
Yes.
But they always make me feel like really great inside.
Yeah. And then for like a week, you're like, why aren't you this awesome person, like this fake person in this show?
Right.
I'm like, well, I'm a real person. So what's going on? Right. And I just don't like it.
I'm glad
also, they're cheesy.
Me.
Also, they're annoying. Also, the music's terrible.
So you guys choosing Oklahoma?
I mean, I've never seen it. So I guess.
Oklahoma, where
they
the
sing it in Twister, so I'm down. I know that much.
I. Even despite that thing that just happened,
I would still choose
Oklahoma over The Notebook.
You know the performance will be better than that, at least.
Yeah, well.
You can look forward to that.
It doesn't take
the very least.
I was in Oklahoma in high school, so I was a star.
Our final question before we get into our rapid fire newlywed-esque questions we have from the newlywed game is, what is one thing you love about us?
Aww.
We didn't say anything yet.
I know. I'm just preemptively.
I know.
It's so sweet. You made me disappointed. You go first.
Okay.
You go first. Asps, very dangerous.
What is happening? Jinx again. This is twice.
My favorite. One thing I love about my wife.
Just one.
Or just wives in general. Is that what it's asking about us?
About wives in general?
No, what's one thing?
You, okay.
Well, the other ones.
Human beings.
You know,
all the wives.
All of the wives.
Sister wives. Your multiple wives.
Your humor.
I like that about you too,
Aww.
Liz.
That's always been. I mean, like ever
yeah,
you know, back to
us
our getting together. Like it's just been, you know, it's the thing, I guess, that makes you who you are.
Thank you.
There you go.
Case in point.
I really like that about you too. Maybe we should be married.
Aww.
What is happening?
I see how it is. You get you two alone in a room, and then you kick us
to
the
curb. Are you guys supposed to answer questions about us, or is this just us to praise you the whole episode? So
basically,
all of your listeners are like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, they have the best
They're
husbands
so
ever.
Great.
It's pretty much
what amazing humans.
Cody.
I'm listening every week.
What do you love about me?
I'm getting there. You're always trying to make me a better person, even if I don't listen half the time, because I'm stubborn. But
I try.
Yes. I would say that.
I would also agree that she tries to make
everyone around her a better person. Yeah.
Aww.
In a nice way, too. Because I feel like when I'm in like business and like friend relationships, I try to do that, but I'm a little too abrasive because I'm a guy. Just like, listen up, man. This is what you got to do. But you're more like, babe, you just need to like do these two things. And you'd be so amazed at like how it would change your mindset on everything.
I think it's funny that they picked the two things that we also like about each other.
That's really cute.
You guys are special.
Way to go.
We're geniuses.
So the next part of this podcast is from one of our jointly favorite shows, which is Parks and Rec. There is a scene where Tom Haverford plays a game called Know Your Boo. And
I believe it's Know Ya Boo.
Oh, sorry.
Know Ya Boo.
Know Ya Boo. And we really, really like that scene. And it makes us laugh a lot. And we quote it often. So we decided that we would do the same sort of idea. So I asked Zach three questions. And Liz does not know the answers. And she has to try and guess what he said. And then Liz texted Cody three questions. And I don't know his answers.
I deleted the text and didn't say anything.
But I'm supposed to guess what Cody answered. So... yeah.
So I think now it's time to play Know Ya Boo.
It's time to know ya. I don't have the instrumental backing track yet, but I can say boo right there.
All right, Liz. So I asked Zach, what is your worst date ever?
That we've had?
Yes. What did he say?
I think he would probably say, okay, there was one time when we went to a restaurant and I was hangry. And we were trying to go to happy hour and they were like, do you have a reservation? And I said, no. And I thought that we would go to the bar and have a drink, but there wasn't any space. And I got really mad and yelled at the hostess.
Sounds
and
like every time
out.
I go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
Literally.
And got really irritated and had a big hissy fit.
Sorry, Liz, but that was incorrect.
Oh, man. We've had some other bad dates.
She's a good host.
Yeah.
Zach, what was your answer?
On our third anniversary, we went to the Hubbard Grill downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Best place ever.
And we were having dinner, and I got a phone call in the middle of dinner from a school that I had interviewed at. And I was like, oh, I got to answer it because I might have gotten this job.
And we just knew he had gotten it. So that's why we answered it in the middle of our anniversary.
I did not. I did not get that job. And they told me how terrible my interview had been.
Oh, that's worse.
While on the phone with them on our third anniversary date, our third dating anniversary, I believe it was. This was not.
Yeah, before
this,
we, not when we got
year.
Married.
We've been married for 3 years, but it was a long time ago. Yeah, so they, you know, were giving me all kinds of feedback on how terrible I am at interviewing and all this stuff. And I just wasn't confident and blah, 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 blah. And so that was a big downer. And then, you know, it sort of cast a pall on the evening. But we decided to go to dessert anyway. And so we went to the chocolate cafe where we pulled up in the parking lot and Liz couldn't find her wallet. So
typical Liz.
Happens all the time.
So she's like, oh my God, my wallet's been stolen. I can't even deal with this. So like we didn't even go in. We just went home. And there was her wallet on the couch. When we got home.
Of course.
So
that was your worst.
That was my answer for the worst.
But my hissy fit was also not great.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So then, yeah. So when we were at that restaurant or whatever for happy hour and she threw a fit and we left, I was embarrassed. But
sorry.
But that wasn't the worst date we've ever had.
So in contrast, Cody was nice enough to provide me with very succinct answers to the questions.
I wanted to make sure they were easy to answer so that we could win.
Yeah.
There's a prize involved.
This is a competition.
Yeah,
I like to win.
For three right now, Liz.
That's another insight into my brain, by the way. I'm really competitive about certain things.
Okay. What is the first thing that Cody would do if he won the lottery?
The first thing Cody would do if he won the lottery. Can I say two answers? You would either buy a bunch of studio equipment or you would buy yourself a car.
The correct answer is... invest in the company. Now, did you mean
studio
make
equipment.
Investments in stuff, or did you mean like stock investments? Like,
no, I meant like
value it
for- being able to pump money in, hire more people.
Yes, that's what I mean.
So it's kind of, it's like 50%.
Well, yeah, she gets half right. point.
Yeah,
okay. She gets half point.
Because yeah, you would buy stuff for your business, and you would
But not. I don't need microphones right now.
No, but I meant like you would just be like, "Ooh, I want all this money. Let's go straight to what I need to do for my business."
Yeah.
All right, half a point for us.
I'd buy stock in Star Wars.
Winning by half a point.
Ding, ding, ding. All right, question two. When was your first kiss? What did Zach say?
Like ours or like his?
He's got yours. To answer.
Yours together.
Our he's got to answer two questions? When our was it and what did he say?
No, just
what? What did I say about our first kiss?
Yes.
That's the question.
Yep.
That it was good?
No, I mean, like, describe it. What happened? Like, when was it? What happened? Like,
fireworks and flames on the side of my
sides
face.
Of my face.
What happened? Heaving. Actually, this is exactly breaths. How our...
I blacked out.
This it is was... exactly how our proposal was. So, we... I was single. I'd become single. And we were at my place.
It becomes single.
The proposal happened after you became single?
No, this is back to the first
kiss. You said proposal.
No, but it's the same kind of scenario.
Oh, okay.
I so we were hanging out in my room. No one else was in the house. And we watched a movie. And then we just hung out and talked and talked and talked and talked and talked and talked. And
you have to give the specific time because he gave me the specific time.
Oh, geez.
It was like 3 a.m. It was really late.
5 a.m. I'll give you that.
Yeah, it was like super late. And I was like, are you going to freaking kiss me? Like, I dare you. You're not going to do it. I like heckled him, which is exactly how I got a proposal out of him. I heckled him. And then he did. And it was super great.
Ding, ding, ding. I give you a point for that
one. Did Zach say super great in his answer?
That was super great.
She invited me to the Yellow House
super
to hang out.
Super awesome.
And the had Yellow just House. Broken up with Andy for the fourth or fifth time. We were talking and stayed up until 5 a.m. And then I had to go to commencement band practice. Don't know why he added that at the end.
We didn't even sleep. We were literally up all night, I think. I don't think we slept. And then I had to precious. Like get up and leave in the morning to go to stupid commencement band practice.
So good for you.
Wow, love it.
A lot of information about my personal life there. But. All right, my turn. This is so easy. You're going to win this game.
It's actually Nina's turn.
Well, no, my turn to ask the question.
I see. Yes.
Since Cody loves pizza so much, it is his favorite food group. What is his favorite topping?
You really like to get pepperoni, but he also likes to get like the Hawaiian pizza.
You can only choose
one.
You
have to give one answer.
Hawaiian pizza.
No, it was.
No!
Damn it!
No! How do you count that? Because technically you got it right.
No, she got it wrong.
I said pepperoni first.
But then you changed
your
mind.
I asked you your final answer. You said Hawaiian.
You do like Hawaiian, right?
I love Hawaiian.
Yeah.
But I would say 6 out of 10 times I get pepperoni. Just plain old ass pepperoni.
I just thought you did that
because
you were cheap.
Shout out to our friend Erica that doesn't like pepperoni on pizza and. We disagree, but I still love her.
Shout out to our friend Natalie, who doesn't even like pizza. What's up with that?
That's weird.
So weird.
All right, Liz, question 3. So what's the score? Are we 1 point
to a half a point?
We have half a point. We're losing, so.
Oh, no. Okay.
Focus up.
All right. Liz's ideal date. What did he describe for your ideal date, Liz?
Didn't we answer that earlier?
Kinda. Shoot.
Some town in Michigan.
I think the question was, what do I think Liz's ideal date would have been?
Yeah.
He thinks it would be like eating some really fancy food, like a lot of really fancy food.
And allowing a night going
with wine and lots of cheese, lots of cheesy appetizers.
Anything afterwards? Like what would be your go-to after the dinner?
I mean, dessert for sure. Probably like pistachio vera or something.
Food, not like another activity. If you had to choose another activity after the dinner.
Oh.
Keeping it PG, of course.
He got specific here.
I don't like to do anything. That's the problem. Like going and chilling in a bar? Like a quiet little bar.
He said something a little risque, like maybe smoking hookah.
Oh, that's not risque.
Going to a bar afterwards. Yeah. Gosh darn it. Ding, ding, ding for you.
Well, I think you'll get this one.
So there's no way we can win, though.
Actually, I don't know if you will get this one. If Cody could be any famous person, living or dead, who would he be?
Why did you give such hard questions?
I thought those were so easy. I talk about pizza all the time. It's my favorite food.
Okay, if you could be any person living or dead.
Chef Boyardee.
Would you want to be Chewy?
That's not an actual person. And he's not even a person. He's a Wookiee.
Would you want to be
actual people?
Lost.
No. All right. You got to give them hints. I'll give you hints. An actual human being in the world that's
probably
successful and famous.
Gary V.
My wife doesn't know me at all.
Somebody don't know their boo.
Yes.
What's the answer?
Joe Rogan.
I knew that.
Podcaster, comedian, fit, amazing.
Oh, gosh, I knew that.
You just got stomped, wife.
Mr. and Mrs. Wine win.
Who's Mr. and Mrs. Wine?
That's you guys.
She switched it, though. She called me Mr. Wine.
Oh, whatever.
Someone's Mr. Wine.
Liz and Zach win.
We win.
Congratulations, you two.
We're raising our hands in the air like we just won a boxing match.
For live streaming, you'd be able to tell.
Guys, I've actually had a lot of fun doing this episode.
I haven't. It's been terrible.
No.
I'm going to smash my mics and computer after this.
You'll never hear this episode.
No, I won't. I think we should do...
Can we come on your podcast?
No. Well, one of you hasn't even seen Star Wars, so that's not going to work.
I would be really great on your podcast.
You've seen the best.
The best. I'm just joking. I don't want to be. I would suck at your podcast.
Okay, good. I think we should do this not like monthly, but sporadically.
Yeah, it would be fun.
A couple times a year.
It would be really cool once in a while just to do like just a husband and wife episode and have people even write in questions for us. Like, what would you like to hear from the husbands and the wives?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I think, and what I like about you two and what I liked about our conversation today is you guys were really honest and you were really real. And I think people need that. People need to hear couples just talking about all the real shit that's going down.
It's all right for guys to talk about their feelings. Don't keep it pent up. So I think we should end. You know, we talk a lot about wellness and how we're trying to make our lives happier and healthier. Let's ask each of you, why don't you each individually give our audience a wellness tip from the perspective of a man?
Please enlighten us.
Silence.
They're both just in such deep thought right now.
The reason I'm thinking is that it's such an area that's so plagued with like misinformed advice and BS that's given out to like sell products or coaching, or I feel like it's just at a bad spot in this day and age.
Mine recently, I think something that's been pretty relevant to me lately is the idea of not hitching your wagon to what you do too much. You know, and I think that there's something to be said for taking pride in your work and doing the best that you possibly can in whatever it is that you do. But it gets to be a dangerous thing when you get all of your self-identification from what you do every day. And especially if you're not the type of person that would necessarily be inherently fulfilled that way. Like me, for instance, I know that I need fulfillment in other areas of my life outside of my work. And even if I'm doing something that I really enjoy, and I do design, and I love design. But I have to spend time exercising my creative muscles elsewhere to be fully fulfilled as a person, and also to maintain sort of an even plane of thought, I guess. But, you know, aside from that, wellness is just such a broad thing that, you know, to expect to be mentally well just because you're successful at work or in whatever professional avenue that you take, I think that's not a healthy thing to do. And I've only realized that sort of recently, that I'm probably just not the type of person that really ever quite gets there. And I just, like I said, I've got a lot of other areas in my life that I have to sort of flesh out in order to be, you know.
I love that.
It's okay if you don't get there. It's all about the journey.
Yeah, that's Cody's all about Cody's mantra.
We actually just talked about what Zach was describing, I think, on the last podcast when we were talking about work-life balance two podcasts ago. So I think that's an awesome tip.
I think to be more succinct, like you just you are not what you do.
Yep.
Necessarily.
Completely.
Right.
What about you, Cody?
I'm going to say something along the lines of keep it simple. That was a common thing that I heard all the time when I was studying music and everything. Keep it simple. So if you're, especially if you're trying to start something new, trying to make a big change, I feel like we get all of this advice that lays out a perfect plan for your life or lays out a perfect course that you should follow, things like that. So, but when you're trying to make a change, start simple, do what is going to make sense for you and is going to be steps that you can put towards actionable change, stuff that you can stick with, and start simple and let it evolve naturally as you go through it.
Those are just so beautiful, those words, guys.
Thank you for agreeing to be on the podcast. I know at first you were like, are we really doing a husband episode?
I don't know if
episode?
I had a choice, but I'm here.
Yeah, we didn't really. I was like, guys, you are coming on this episode and you're going to love it.
It's all good.
Did you love it?
I did. It was fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
We should do it again sometime.
And then we'll come on Rogue Squad.
That might not happen, but...
Come on, Rogue Squadron can't wait to have a little bit of female...
If you sit down, if you watch all of the Star Wars movies and you have...
That actually could make a good episode.
I know you saw Rogue One with us and you were confused about what was going on because that's somewhat unclear. It's a very background movie. But, I mean, yeah.
And if you like the new one.
If you have legit questions...
So, you never know.
You never know.
We might be on the Rogue Squad pod. We might have more husband episodes. Listeners, you watch out.
We could do just this podcast with the four of us.
I love it. As always, guys, thanks so much for tuning in and listening. Please, if you are enjoying what you are hearing, go subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave us a rating. Leave us a review. As always, we post pictures on Instagram, kind of detailing the fun stuff we're doing in our lives. We took a picture of the four of us. So if you're curious about what these two gents look like, hop on over to Instagram. It's a great pic.
You can also find us on Facebook, Wine and Shine Podcast, and visit our website, wineandshinepodcast.com. Make sure you check out our blog, some of the features we have, lots of cool stuff there. Vivino, we will probably stick this wine review today. Zach's beautiful words will be there for all to hear.
And I know we've said this before, but we have some really, really exciting guests coming up for you guys. Next week, we will be interviewing Sarah Beth from Sarah Beth Yoga. She is a YouTube yoga instructor. She is amazing. She basically started my yoga journey 3 years ago. And you should totally check her out. Just YouTube Sarah Beth Yoga. So you guys should totally check her out. You can also follow her on Instagram. We are really, really, really excited to interview her and talk all things health and yoga related. So check that out in the next week.
So thanks again for tuning in. We love having these conversations with you. We'd love to keep having them with you off the air. If you want to send any questions or comments at any time, just send those to wineandshinepodcast@gmail.com. And we are happy to answer any and all questions.
And we will tune in with you guys next week. Bye.
See you later.
Peace.